CAISO readies EDAM tariff changes as new market nears opening, written by David Krause, and read by an automated voice. CAISO is proposing a set of tariff changes for submission to FERC early in 2026 to help ease participants into the ISO's new extended day-ahead market. The planned tariff revisions range from formatting changes to rule adjustments that affect the overall market design, said Andrew Ulmer, CAISO Assistant General Counsel, at a December 17 joint meeting of the ISO Board of Governors and Western Energy Markets, or WEM, governing body. CAISO plans to file the proposed revisions with FERC in the first quarter of 2026 to keep EDAM's May 2026 opening date on track. The first proposed revision is associated with CAISO's rules for energy modeling and scheduling. Energy resources in CAISO currently are modeled at specific scheduling points, but the ISO in 2025 proposed to model energy resources under EDAM at generation aggregation points. A GAP is the collection of supply resources in a balancing authority area or group of BAAUs. The GAP approach would have improved power flow and market accuracy significantly, improved alignment with actual power flows by reducing phantom congestion and reduced operator conformance of transmission limits in real time, CAISO staff wrote in a November research paper. Some stakeholders raised concerns about the GAP approach, saying it could lead to a market with multiple prices for the same energy. CAISO therefore adjusted its approach in its tariff revisions proposal. The ISO plans to price and model schedules at energy scheduling points as it does today, CAISO Vice President of Market Design and Analysis Anna McKenna said in a memo presented at the December 17 meeting. This proposed approach will enable market participants to transition to EDAM without impacting existing commercial arrangements for transactions at the ISO balancing area entities, McKenna wrote in the letter. Management will work with stakeholders to determine when the market should transition to modeling and pricing the ISO balancing area entity scheduling points using the aggregate modeling locations. Sticking with the current entity scheduling approach largely preserves entity scheduling and modeling practices for ISO entities, McKenna wrote. The current approach represents a reasonable compromise to implement EDAM and reflect the congestion impacts of entity transactions, she wrote. I want to make sure I really understand this. The generation aggregation points approach is being deferred, Robert Konziulka, WEM governing body member, said at the meeting. Is it your understanding that stakeholders support how GAP should be implemented, whether it's 2027 or sometime after that? I think there are questions about how GAPs are modeled, CAISO Regional Market Section Manager Milos Bosanac replied. That's where future stakeholder workshops will help tease out those questions. It sounds like what we are moving toward is a model that prices electricity differently depending how it got there, added Board Chair Severine Borenstein. This is sort of moving away from a nodal pricing model, which worries me because of gaming opportunities. For resource adequacy imports, CAISO's proposed tariff changes would allow certain scheduling coordinators to reassign their system resource capacities prior to the day-ahead market, specifically when the resource supporting that import is in the EDAM area. The RA tariff revisions would allow participants to continue to bid RA imports at CAISO entities that also are EDAM transfer locations, specifically when those imports are sourced from outside the EDAM area, McKenna said in the memo. This approach is similar to how the market treats RA imports today, Bosanac said. At the board's December 18 general session, members nominated Joe Edo to be the new chair in 2026, replacing Borenstein. Edo joined the board in 2023 after retiring from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory after 40 years.